A retired military officer, Lieutenant Colonel John Sharp, has emphasized the need for the world to live in peace and unity to prevent international wars like the world wars. He urged people to appreciate the peace that exists in the world and make every effort to maintain it. Colonel Sharp was contributing on GBC's current affairs program, Talking Point, which discussed the role of Ghanaian troops in peacekeeping over the years. Colonel Sharp complained about the state of veterans in Ghana. He was hopeful that the Ghana Veterans Association will make all efforts to improve the status of members.
If we believe that God created humanity to live in peace, then we should describe how do we achieve that peace. First of all, love thy neighbor as thyself. If you do love your neighbor, I don't think you will go thinking of evil. But from time immemorial, jealousy, greed, and other kinds of devilishness bring disunity among clashes, even families. So I believe that if we do really know why Jesus came to help us, to go back, forgive people, and make sure that you are really in love with your neighbor.
How would you describe the state in which veterans are living today?
It's deplorable in that we are not having sufficient money to be able to take care of their needs, like hospital fees, medical fees, and other things, even those whose families are no more. And I'm saying that it is the source of our worry for even those of us who have served this country and retired honorably, because there are some differences that should be solved, but those not taken care of. So I'm saying that the situation is deplorable, but we hope that the new structure or the Veterans Administration of Ghana has noted all the discrepancies and they are coming back to address those.
Supporting the call by Colonel Sharp, a political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Zablim Idi, said observance of the Veterans Day is necessary to remind the world of the effect of wars. It will also help the world to appreciate the efforts of the security service to improve the status of veterans in Ghana.
So the poppy is a symbol of the blood that flew during the war, and it is a flower that was identified just around the West battlefields, and they have embraced it. It's a global symbol now. I understand in some countries some people don't feel comfortable using it, but it's been accepted globally, universally, as a way of remembering those who died, but also using it in a commercial way to support and assist our veterans.
Political science lecturer at the University of Ghana, Dr. Zablim Idi. A retired army officer, Major General Carl Coleman, provides details of the centenary celebrations scheduled for Tuesday.
The traditional Remembrance Day parade, which will culminate in the sounding of the last horse at exactly 11 o'clock. It has its significance. 11 o'clock on the 11th month, that is on the 11th day of the 11th month, when the armistice was signed. And that's how come that we have 11-11. We will usually have the parade of veterans, after which wreaths will be laid in memory of our fallen heroes. Not only for those who died during the wars and whatnot, but also those who have fallen in our peace keeping operations worldwide.